Hey, hit me!
Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trundy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416. National Talk Black with Trundy Trev.
Yes, very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trundy Trev, Murray from the Curry, coming to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country. That's BBM Bummer Rip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. Big shout out to the NERS team. All right, we're going to catch up a yarn now with a new appointed to the board, First Nations Art Board, and that's the CIAFC, Cairns Indigenous Art Fair CEO, and that's Dennis Stokes. We have Dennis on the line. Dennis, very good morning, my brother. How are you?
I'm good, and good morning to you, Trev.
Thank you very much for coming to the program. Before we start, brother, let the mob know who your mob, where you're from.
Born in Brendan, Darwin, and, right across the NT, and my mob is Stokes family from Central Australia, Warramunga and Lurcha, and my mother's Waraman and Wagam Ahmat family from Bari on Mabiog Island.
Okay, Torres Strait connection as well. Fantastic. Big shout out to all your mob. And look, congratulations in your new appointment for First Nations Art and being a First Nations board. Let's quickly talk about your reigns with CIAF, Cairns Indigenous Art Fair. We just finished closing that up for this year. How did you enjoy that journey, my brother?
Yeah, it was an interesting journey. Here goes my dog.
Thank you, that's right.
Working from home. It was a very interesting journey. I came in 3 months before the event happened, so a lot happened before I got there, which is good. It was a good event. The team worked very hard in making sure that it kicked off. It's a very dedicated team at CIAF.
Yep, fantastic. Hats off to the team there at CIAF. And in regard to the First Nation Board, how did this come about? Do you nominate yourself, or were you nominated, or how does the process work?
It was an EOI process, so if you thought you were qualified to be on there, you had to write in a 500-word just EOI,
okay.
And just lay out how you thought you could contribute to the board and what your work experience and experience in the arts has been. I've been around for 25 years, so I put quite a bit in there,
yes.
And that was the process, and then the government. The actual Minister of the Arts, Tony Burke's office, went through all the applications and decided they did a shortlist, and then that went before Parliament and was approved.
And look, there's 10 appointees. I'll mention some of them. Rachel Mazza, AM, Philip Watkins, Clint Bracknell, Pauline Clogue, Jeanette James, Deborah Mailman, Daniel Riley, Rhoda Roberts, AO, yourself and Jared Thomas. So there's some deadly people at the table there, my brother.
Yeah, look, it's very good. It's a good board because it goes right across the every art form there. And from Deborah's an actor, Jared and myself, we come from that administrative side of the arts. I think there is a really good mixture of people there, and everyone has worked, I guess, with each other over the years. And I think the experience and the historical knowledge that everybody has in that board will work well towards, doing what we need to be doing in the art sector.
Well, exactly. And when we talk about our art, which is a very powerful vehicle in regard to our culture and promoting our culture, but also a space for our black people to be entrepreneurs and be business people. First Nation Arts, this is the first of its kind, but this should happen yonks ago, my brother.
Yeah, I think it's been I think the idea has been about for a while, but it's just been how do we get this moving, and what's the purpose of the board too? And I guess that's what we'll sit down and nut out when we first meet in November, which is the first meeting. And It's been a long time coming, and I'm glad it's got up, and that's why I wanted to be a part of it.
Yeah, no, congratulations, my brother. And so what does that entail? I mean, are we talking about travelling down to Sydney for board meetings? Or I mean, we've got FaceTime, all the technology, and have we had our first meeting yet, Dennis?
No, that'll happen in November.
Okay.
That'll be the first meeting. Everyone will come face-to-face in Sydney in the Creative Australia offices.
Mm-hmm.
And then from that point on, they will be having meetings online, but they'll also, as much as we can, meet up in person would be great.
Yeah, fantastic. Well, it's a beautiful vehicle that you might be about to drive and drive into the future. An inaugural kickoff, but look, thank you for sharing. Once again, congratulations on your appointment, and also congratulations being the CEO of CIAF, and looking forward for that space again next year in July, my brother.
No worries. Thank you very much, Trev.
You take care, Dennis. We'll talk soon, brother.
No worries. Talk soon. Well,
a deadly yarn there. Dennis Stokes, appointed to new First Nations board with First Nations Art, and he's the CEO, a new kid on the block with CIAF, coming from Darwin and holding the reins, like I said, 3 months before CIAF kicked off this year in July. So look, fantastic, and wearing a couple of more hats there. That's what it's all about, expanding and bringing your knowledge to the table. So a big shout out to the new First Nations Arts, and it's great to have so much deadly people on board the board, on board this vehicle, and driving it into the future. Fantastic. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Add to the conversation here, Yarn Up Strong, 1-800-422-416, and we're live here at the First Nation radio station here in Cairns on your Dindi country. That's BBM, Bunbury Bit Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. Too deadly.
Mirror on the wall, there's an image. Kenya Mob, it's me, Bushtaka Bungie, and you're listening to the National Talk Black program. Makaran.
National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
We about to flood the system with something that'll bring the cool school back. Where the true school at? Love for music. Okay, blaze on the funk, steady rocking on the bass. Vibe to the system, let the rhythm take its place. Let the masses lose it, island style influence. You are now with trance with the feel good music. Me, Kala Rasta, me gon' make him hot one. Fire in your system, bala jump, Ruta man. Ja Rasta hip hop, blessings, here I come. Pani pan and bang, the blazing one. Captured worlds with the TSI native tongue. I guess like it was said, it is done. And in my moment, let the flow transform it and make the people in the world dance for it.
This is for the love and unity. For my worldwide family.
It's how we do it. One love movement. Lift you up with the feel good music.
This is for the love and unity. For my worldwide family.
It's how we do it. One love movement. Lift you up with the feel good music.
Okay. Second verse, gon' elevate the set. Make her feel like damn, he gon' make me do next. Just to get your boogie down. That's what the boogie about. That's what the kid about. Vibe away your doubts. And now we in the house. Let you figure out the true meaning of what hip hop about. A chance to make it out. Emancipate your soul. A young blood bringing you lyrics of the old. Respect the music scholars, past peace teachers. Because of you, I am able to vibe here. M to the 10th power, exponential flow. Let my flaming blazing darts penetrate your soul. And take you to a place where the only thing to do is vibe with the ballers and the feel good music. The heart of what I represent. Music for the peace, love, unity, respect. That's the hook.
This is for the love and unity. For my worldwide family.
It's how we do it. One love movement. Lift you up with the feel good music.
This is for the love and unity. For my worldwide family.
It's how we do it. One love movement. Lift you up with the feel good music.
The calotrope be written in the verse. Disperse the spread the L to this earth. The OVE, gotta love my serenading. One virtue extensively resonating. And that's my word, hit the ticker on its nerve. Forget what you heard, this is something you deserve. So, slap it in your decks, music you expect. To make the people stand up, represent. Get off the bench, get in the game. The coming of a black storm, I'ma make it rain. The positivity rain on empires. You can bet my power still bring the fire. Yep, ain't nothing changed but the flow. Still supersonic, supernova bro. Elevate my plateau, put it on the mad flow. This is super bad bro. Ripping up a mad show. Energy I project is living proof. The good music we got, make you move. Bring true school back to the youth. So see what we accomplish with the truth.
Bring true school back to the youth. So see what we accomplish with the truth.
Bring the true school back to the youth. And see what we accomplish with the truth. Peace.
This is for the love and unity. For my worldwide family.
It's how we do it. One love movement. Lift you up with the feel good music.
This is for the love and unity. For my worldwide family.
It's how we do it. One love movement. Lift you up with the feel good music.
Yo, it's Ricky Rugga. Chilling with my boy Mau Power right now. We repping for all mankind. Listen, whether you be white, black, Asian, South American, Mexican, African, Middle Eastern, you best believe that we all Australian. One love to the world. Yeah.
Nyanda banapi bamanda, nyanda bakatyanda bamanda. We got Talk Black with Uncle Trevor, Murray from the Curry. Call in on 1-800-422-416, 98.7 FM. BBM.
Yes, very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. I come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your Dingy Country. That's BBM, Bummer Brit Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Israeli Radio Service. You can have your saber calls from that daily number, 1-800-422-416. Now, CDU, that's Charles Darwin University, opens a permanent campus to deliver tertiary education in East Arnhem Region. Fantastic, great news. We're going to catch up a yarn there with Alice Doyle. CDU's Associate Vice Chancellor, East Arnhem Region. And we have Alice on the line. Alice, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Trevor. Very well, thank you. Thanks for having me.
Thank you very much for coming to the program. So talk about taking the mountain to the people. We are opening up the permanent campus to deliver tertiary education in East Arnhem Region. This is exciting.
It is, Trevor. It's been a while coming, this building and facility for the region, and very excited that we've now got a place to call home in East Arnhem Land.
All right, fantastic. And so when we talk about a billion taking tertiary education, what fields, what industries, what studies we're talking here?
Pretty much, Trevor, you name it, we can do it.
Good.
So we kicked off actually today with our first class in our facility.
Good.
A short course, which was forklift training for local community moms.
Yeah, fantastic. And so the opportunity is there before the people. And look, go a mile, see a mile, and they can look up and have a vision for their future and work in own country.
Absolutely. And look, we're still happy to travel to, you know, on country to do training as and when needed. It just means, you know, this has got a bit of the state-of-the-art stuff with all the electrotech that we need to do some of our online courses, some of our cybersecurity courses and things like that that students might need. So we're set up for, I guess, town training, but still able to do the on-country stuff as needed.
Fantastic. And we were talking about educators and staff with Charles Darwin University. Are we talking First Nation team?
Oh, absolutely. So we've got a bit of a mix. A lot of our training trainers travel from across the territory to come and deliver, especially when it's specialised training. So we get higher ed trainers coming in, and we also get the vocational education trainers coming in, and all here to obviously upskill anyone in the region to be able to, you know, improve employability skills.
Fantastic. And when we're talking about East Arnhem Region, are we talking conversing and communication at the table? Are we talking mayors and councillors? Are we talking who's at the other end in regards to on country?
Well, look, it really could be our what we would call, I guess, CEOs of any organisation.
Yes.
So you know, they might be doing an MBA kind of course, but it also could be our local Yule Mob who might be needing some skills to upgrade from, you know, one level to another as rangers, you know, doing their own work on country. So because we're a dual sector institute, so we offer TAFE as well as higher education, it can be anything in that realm of what the students need and what the region needs to develop their people.
Oh, fantastic. And then we're talking about is an opportunity for, if not employment, but procurement, supporting First Nation businesses on country in regard to this campus.
Yeah, and look, we have been able to do that as part of the facility, you know, fit out that we've had happen.
Yes.
But look, growth is our plan. We're limited here with housing. That's one of our biggest barriers to growth, and that's everyone's barriers to growth. Just with the region that we're in.
Mm-hmm.
But if we can get housing, we can grow business, and that's our plan. So we're working with, you know, the local housing entities to be able to grow what we can deliver.
Sure.
And our permanent presence to be able to do it ongoing in the region.
All right, fantastic. And we're talking education, tertiary education. So are we talking like 2, 3, 4 year courses as such and getting their certificates?
Absolutely. And every part of before that too. So it might be somebody wanting to learn how to succeed at university, so they end up doing an enabling program to then enter a course at university. Mm. It might be that they need a certificate too in business skills to be able to get a job. So it could actually be, you know, a 3 or 4 week intensive training program to learn skills to actually then be employable. So every part of, you know, like I say, doing an MBA or something like that for CEOs, you know, executives that work for some of our Aboriginal organisations.
Yes.
Or it could be, you know, the other end of, you know, someone leaving school and wanting to get that foot in the door and needing a ticket or a licence or a certificate to be able to do it. So we're pretty versatile with what we deliver because of that dual sector fact that we can deliver certificate ones in TAFE all the way through to, you know, your masters and PhD students that we've got here. And trying to have a facility that suits the needs of every part of that you know, I guess, learning journey.
Sure. And when we talk about our mob and talking about our inclusion for closing the gap, health would be up there as well, wouldn't it?
Health and education,
yes.
Definitely two of the programs that we focus on in this region. And obviously that's where the employability is as well. You know, we're going through a transition in this region over the next few years as mining sort of closes down and what will be with industry. We know that there's two industries that will not leave the region. We always need health and we always need education. So absolutely supporting those people on those learning journeys. And again, every part of that, you know, we've got Certificate 3 students, Certificate 4 students, and also higher end PhD students.
Thank you, Alice. Fantastic. And how long have you been Associate Vice Chancellor, East Arnhem Region?
Oh, I think, Trevor, I've just ticked over 2.5 years.
Okay.
I think getting literally my feet under a desk with this facility, so no longer working from home. And absolutely, you know, part of having a home and a place that feels comfortable for people to come to and you know is their education institute for the region.
No, fantastic. Enjoying that journey there, Alice?
I've loved every part of it. I can tell you it hasn't always been easy, but look, I think I'm probably really blessed, Trevor, to be honest. The region are really supportive of what we're doing, which makes my job very easy and it makes the fight a lot easier to do.
Yeah, no, fantastic. And as I said, taking the mountain to the people, this is great for our mob to go further with their education. And like I said, we need more black successes in this country, not only on the football field, I always say, Alice.
Oh, look, ain't that true? Hey, look, it's look, we've got, you know, local mob in this region are absolutely desperate for these opportunities. Yes. And that's what we're trying to do. We're absolutely trying to do that, is bring what they need and what they want. To them, rather than the travel factor having to be a barrier.
Exactly. And then the young people who are witnessing this, you can't be what you can't see. And there it is before them, you know. So it just opens up doors and lifts the communities in more ways than one.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And we want this to be, you know, their home. Like, it's not, you know, the reality is this is not a CDU institute. This is an educational institute for local people.
Yeah, beautiful. Love it. Alice, thank you very much for sharing. All the best to you and your team, and all the best to the mob up there, East Arnhem region, and keep doing what you're doing, my sister.
Thank you so much, Trevor. Appreciate having me.
All the best to you. Take care.
Cheers, mate.
Bye-bye. Deadly yarn, beautiful yarn. That's Alice Doyle, her name is. That's Charles Darwin University's Associate Vice Chancellor, East Arnhem Region. And the exciting thing about the opening of a permanent campus to deliver tertiary education in East Arnhem Region. And as I said, talking about taking the mountain to the people. Fantastic. We need more black successes. And education is key, but having feet in both camp, keeping our culture strong as well. So too deadly. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Have you saying yarn up strong? We're live here at the First Nation radio station here in Cairns on Yidinji country. That's BBM, Bumba Brip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. Too deadly, National Talk Black.
Joe Madden, Director of Child and Family in Far North Queensland. My department is responsible for the child protection system here in Far North Queensland. We work to support parents and protect children when there is evidence of abuse and neglect. Children and young people who can't live safely at home rely on other families coming forward to open their hearts and their homes to care for them. Fostering kinship care is the heart and soul of our child protection system. My hope today is to provide a better understanding of the critical need for more members of the community to consider becoming foster or kinship carers. In 2022-23 year, there was an average of 600 approved carer families in Far North Queensland, which is fantastic. However, we really need more. In the same year, around 1,300 children were living away from home in the region. In other words, they weren't able to live with their families. Most of these were First Nations children. Of these First Nations children, 70% were in home-based care, such as foster or kinship care. However, this means 30%, or around 300 children, were not in foster or kinship care. They were in residential care or other care arrangements. For some young people, residential care is the right place for them because of their individual circumstances. This can include complex needs such as disabilities, and they get great care and support. But what we know is there are far too many very young First Nations children in residential care, and this is not what we want to see. We believe they should be living safely with foster and kinship care families in the community. And we believe this would give these little ones a better chance to thrive, learn and grow up strong in culture and life skills. So today we're asking members of the community to not wait to be asked. We would love for you to put your hand up because there are little ones who need you to come forward today. If you can help, please express an interest to us or to the local foster and kinship care agency in becoming a carer. Once you come forward, you will then receive information on the process, what's needed, and the allowances and the support that you'll receive. We know this might seem daunting to begin with, but we can assure you that agencies are there to train and support foster and kinship carers so they're not alone in doing this important job. Today, we have representatives from our culturally appropriate foster and kinship care service at Wootshopperin. Child Safety funds the organisation to recruit, train and support First Nations foster and kinship carers in Far North Queensland. Karen is able to talk more about the work they do and the support that's available for foster and kinship carers.
Here is an important message from Wootshopperin.
Hi, I'm Karen Salam. I manage the Foster and Kinship Care Service of Wootshopperin Health Service. Are you passionate about making a difference in an Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander child's life? Across North Queensland, there is an urgent need for more kinship, foster and relief carers for our Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander children. Every day, children are being removed from their homes due to harm, neglect or family crisis. What is Wootshopperin's Foster and Kinship Care Service? Wootshopperin's Foster and Kinship Care Service provides support to Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander carers, opening their lives and homes to children in times of need. Our placement support workers work with the community to identify safe, caring and loving homes for long or short periods of time that will also provide strong family and cultural connections. Why be a kinship, foster or relief carer? By becoming a Wootshopperin kinship, foster or relief carer, you will help keep Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander children and young people safe during a challenging time in their lives. As a priority and through your guidance, support and care, you will help our kids stay with or continue to be connected to their family, culture and community and reach their full potential. Being a carer is highly rewarding and makes an enormous difference to the lives of our young people. Carers are also celebrated and acknowledged for their dedication at events like the Foster and Kinship Carers Week. We are here to guide you. Wootshopperin's placement support staff works with carers every step of the way to support them on their journey. Carers will also have access to support and become equipped with new skills and knowledge to help provide care for our children. Additionally, carers receive support and training. Our staff are on call and there is a carer allowance which you can access. If you decide to become a carer, you will have a team of Aboriginal and or Torres Strait Islander workers to help you with any issues and provide strength in times of need. They will be there to celebrate the wins with you and help you move through the challenging times together. What's the next step? Our dedicated team will take you through every part of the process in becoming a carer. So if you are interested and ready to make a difference for our children, call Wootshopperin on 40801080 to learn more.
My name's Jared Harbrow from the Gold Coast Suns. You're tuned in to National Talk Black with Trendy Trek.
1-800-422-416.
Tanya Kernaghan with Trendy Trev, and you're tuned in to National Talk Black.
Call us now, 1-800-422-416.
Yes, very good morning, New Delhi Mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. I come to you live from First Station Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country as BBM Bumblebrook Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Israeli Service. Have you seen Yarn Up Strong, New Mob? Now, cost of living burden eased for regional pet owners as they look for new ways to cover vet costs. Traditional insurance options are failing pet owners in regional areas where economic opportunities and vet clinics are more limited. So over half, 68% of pet owners admitted to not taking their pet to the vet when they needed to. And in light of this, veterinary surgeons at Green Cross Vets are urging pet owners to prioritise preventative care and avoid worse problems down the line. Look, we're down in Casavillana with Dr. Michael Yazbek, veterinarian at Green Cross Vets. On the line, Dr. Michael, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you very much for coming to the program. Now, we're talking about our fur babies and loving and looking after them, but costs can deter this. There is problems in the financial side of things to loving our pets and looking after them. What is the answer to it?
Yeah, and as you say, it's quite a scary statistic hearing how many pet owners don't bring their pets to the vet or can't because of financial reasons, because you know, ultimately they're part of the family. We want to love them and take care of them, and when cost gets in the way because of the current economic climate, it is really heartbreaking. So as you say, you know, traditionally pet insurance was a really good way to come up with funds for unexpected emergencies or illnesses, and I am a firm believer in it still, but we do have a unique kind of opportunity now in the space of preventative healthcare to be proactive. And, and as you said, catching diseases early is always better. Prevention is better than cure. It's better for the pet. And ultimately, it is cheaper in the long run before a disease really sets in.
Yes.
So basically, what we have now is a membership program tailored to the life stage of your puppy or kitten or adult or old pet, where basically all the things that we need to be doing from a preventative care perspective are made a bit more affordable, and hopefully that will help.
Well, of course, when we're talking regional areas, are the prices more higher compared to metro areas?
It does vary a little bit, and even, you know, I don't know exactly kind of where our listeners are from and what their experiences are, but certainly sometimes in different suburb or regions, things can be more expensive. And that may not be due to just the location, but it might be around things like accessibility to a referral practice. They might not be close by, so you might have to take them elsewhere, essentially. Mm. But essentially, anything that can help really is important.
Do we have, like, if a person was to take their loving fur baby to the vet, and then the cost came out thereafter, and it was like a sort of emergency, is there a payment plan, or is there, what discussions are happening at the table to prevent worse injuries as such?
Yeah, that's a good question. There are a lot of different things out there, and some of them are kind of in the payment plan space where, you know, you get the bill and there are ways that you can pay them off slowly. Then you've got the insurance, which, you know, you put a claim through. I guess what we're talking about today is how can we kind of take a step back and put us in the best position before we even get those unexpected bills. So things like the care plans or the life stage memberships, basically you pay kind of a monthly or a fortnightly fee. So it's not hitting you all at once, but that opens you up to free unlimited consultations, 24-hour contact with a vet, whether it be a web-based service if you're not close to a vet clinic or a physical consultation. Mm. Routine tests, dentistry, and ultimately a discount across the board for all different services. So it kind of fits in that place that we don't really have anything else there at the moment.
Okay. And our pet owners, can they Google different insurance companies that can help or get costings from?
Yeah, absolutely. If a pet owner is after insurance, there's heaps out there. And, you know, we have different insurances for the car and for the health and everything. So you need just as much research to kind of find the policy that's right for you.
Sure.
But certainly if our listeners are interested in a Healthy Pets Plus membership, then they can go to Green Cross Vets website, which is greencrossvets.com.au, and it actually explains all the different plans and the costings available just to see whether that's beneficial. But ultimately, if you're doing all those things anyway, like getting the vaccinations and the health checks and all that, you do end up saving quite a bit of money, and that almost pays off the plan itself.
So when they're paying their installments as insurance, when it comes to a situation where the lovely fur baby has to be operated on as such, Does the insurance cover the lot, do they, or do they just pay a small fee?
I guess if we're talking about traditional pet insurance, which is separate to the Healthy Pets Plus Care Plan, then usually it's a proportion of the fee. So, for example, if the policy says that they'll cover 80%, then they're just left with that gap. For things like the Healthy Pets Plus membership, it's usually a blanket discount across the board. So, for example, a de-sexing might be 20% off, or another service might be 10% off, just depending on the plan that's chosen.
Sure. So it's about getting information from the different insurance companies and find out what suits you as a pet owner.
Absolutely. There's so much information out there, but definitely if you do need more advice or information, head to the website first because there's lots of info there. But if you do want to talk to someone, just pick up the phone and have a chat with our friendly staff at Green Cross Pets.
Mm-hmm. So as we talk about humans, I mean, once a year we do a medical checkup. As we get older, maybe twice or three times. What would it be for animals as such, Dr. Michael?
It's quite the same. I recommend generally every 6 to 12 months. And depending on how old the pet is, if they've got any chronic conditions, often we recommend a little bit more frequently.
Sure.
For example, if they have a heart condition or a kidney issue or diabetes, we may need to see them a bit more, whereas a younger or fit animal might be every 6 to 12 months.
Now, picking up two fur babies at home, one had a cough sort of thing, and now it's contagious. The other beautiful animal, pet, has got the cough. Is this normal?
I guess,
like
as
a flu.
You say, if one got a cough and the other one did, then certainly a contagious disease is quite high on the list.
Yes.
Are they dogs?
Yeah, they are, yes.
Yeah, so it could be something like canine cough, which is quite similar to a cold that people can get. But that's a great example because that's a disease that we vaccinate for in a routine kind of C5 vaccination, and it can actually reduce how contagious it is. So it's one of the things that, you know, if we can get on top of just to try and make it a little bit less of a problem.
There you go. Beautiful information. Dr. Michael, thank you very much for sharing. All the best to you. Stay warm. It was getting in the summer down that way in Sydney. And look, we'll talk soon, Dr. Michael. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Bye.
Take care. Bye-bye. Beautiful yarn there. Dr. Michael Yazbek, his name is, veterinarian at Green Cross Vets. And we're talking about the cost of living burden eased for regional pet owners as they look for new ways to cover vet costs. So do Google, do your information in regarding searching for a healthy organization for pets in regarding insurance, and look at their costings in regarding installments. But it's not an expensive investment, and looking after our beautiful fur babies. That's what it's all about, isn't it? All right, have you say, yarn up strong, add to the conversation here, National Talk Black, and we're live here at the First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your Yidinji country, us BBM Bumbleprint Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. Yarn up strong, your mob, National Talk Black, too deadly.
Respect. tamarindo, uyula jara. Down.